starting next week on July 11th at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. People ask me all the time, Delilah, how do you do it? As a parent of 13 kids, it's busy. But I can't imagine what it's like for Adam and Danielle Busby, who have five girls all turning two at the same time. Cute turns chaotic very fast as they're walking, talking, and potty training. Welcome to the Terrible Tuesdays. Get it? Terrible Tuesdays? Tuesdays, watch the new season of Outdaughtered on TLC and catch a sneak peek on tlc.com/outdaughtered right now. With me on this podcast are Danielle and Adam Busby. Now, if you thought you had your hands full of kids this summer, oh, honey, you ain't seen nothing. Wait till you hear their story. Adam and Danielle Busby, welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Danielle. So the TV show was just picked up again for a third season, Outdaughtered.
Yes, ma'am.
Because you two have six girls, the babies, and then how old is your older daughter?
She just turned 6 years old. So the babies just turned two on April the 5th. And
April the 8th?
Blake just turned six on April the 8th. And the Quint.
Nope. Blake turned six on April 5th. And the Quint turned two on April 8th.
I'm not even going to ask you your anniversary, or you're going to be in big trouble, Adam.
Yeah. Adam just had his birthday like 2 weeks ago, too. So do you know that one, Buzz?
So the Quints were born at how many weeks? 28 weeks?
28 weeks and 2 days.
And they spent the first couple of months of their life in the NICU.
That's correct. Up to 3 months. We had them come home kind of sporadically. So Ava was the last baby to come home, and she made it out right at the 3 month mark. So basically on my actual due date is when they started really coming home.
How big was each one of the five babies at birth?
So they all were pretty equal in size. Hazel was the smallest at exactly 2 pounds. Ava, Riley, and Parker were all 2 pounds, 4 ounces. And Olivia was 2 pounds, 6 ounces.
Wow. Because I've seen pictures of them recently, and they don't look like they started out that tiny, I got to tell you.
You would never even know. It's crazy. I mean, they're actually bigger babies and stockier babies and chubbier babies than Blake ever was.
They do not look like they were fighting for their life those first few months. They look so healthy and beautiful. And
for sure, having five little healthy babies.
Praise God for that.
Yeah.
Amen.
So Blake is six. Is she starting first grade next year or second?
She will be going to first grade. So she just graduated from kindergarten a couple weeks ago, and she is a little bit nervous about going to first grade.
Yeah. Is it hard for her to be away all day, away from the girls? Because it looks like she's so good. I mean, from what I see, she's an incredible big sister.
Yeah, she is. She's amazing. I mean, as much as she doesn't realize, she helps, but she plays with them and she interacts with them all the time. But I think she's really enjoyed going to school. She's always been a child that loves to learn and loves new things and learning about new things. And so I think going to school really kind of gives her that division of, you know, just a little bit about it's just Blake and it's herself and it's about Blake when she goes to kindergarten and when she goes to school. So she doesn't have to share anything when she's at school. It's all for her, you know, along with the other 20 kids in her class. But I think she likes that kind of, you know, she's in the house and it's always mommy and daddy with all six of them and sharing this and sharing that. But at school, she gets her little bit of individuality. So I think she enjoys it.
Well, it looks like you have been blessed with a wonderful, wonderful, healthy, blessed family, but challenging.
Oh, yeah.
Challenging.
It's definitely busy. We never stop.
So, Adam, what's the most challenging aspect of fatherhood to six girls and a wife? So you are not just outdaughtered, you are outgirled. There's just too much estrogen going on. Wait a few more years. What's the most challenging thing you deal with on a daily basis, Adam?
I'm the sole breadwinner of the house, and so I'm, you know, I go to work, you know, 5 days a week. You know, most dads, most guys, you know, whenever they come home from work, you know, you have that time to kind of decompress a little bit. And whenever I walk through the door,
what you know,
things just speed up for me.
And, daddy.
Yeah. And I mean, for the most part, I mean, I wouldn't trade that for anything. I mean, I love walking through the door and then just hearing the daddy, and they all come running up to me and
stampede of kids.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, there's
stampede of adorableness.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so Danielle, how long is your honey-do list?
You know, I mean, I know he works all day and he comes home, but the hours when he comes home, it's literally the worst hours of the day because it's witching hour, we call it, and it's the time where they're at dinner and they're tired from the day and they're getting worn out, and so it's the cranky, fussy time. And, you know, as long as he can help with those hours, you can do whatever you want after they go to bed.
After they get out of the tubby and are in their little PJs. Now, all the pictures I see online, they're always dressed in cute little matching outfits, like adorable matching outfits. Are you really that good at keeping them that clean and that cute, or is that just for TV and press?
No, I mean,
I'm about to be really humbled if your girls, Blake and the babies, always look that stinking adorable.
I mean, I do dress them alike most days, just because, especially if we're going out somewhere, I'm probably going to make them dress alike because, you know, they're unique and they're Quints, and it's not something you see every day. And
they're the only female Quints, I understand, in America.
That's right. That's so cool. As long as I get to pick what they're wearing, I want to make them dress alike. It's hard to always find five of the same outfit, but if not, I'll do two for the identical twins in the mix and then three for the others. So Blake, around 3 years old, kind of started to get a little bit more independent on what she wanted to wear, and so I know my time's going to be running out short when they're going to start getting picky themselves, and I don't want to wear that, and I don't want to wear that. So right now I still get to, you know, be the decision maker of what they're wearing, so I'm going to dress them alike and dress them cute as much as I can.
Yeah, and another positive of that, you know, because a lot of people, like, will make comments, well, why do you always dress them alike, and, you know, don't you want to give them their individuality and stuff like that? But I mean, yes, we do, but I mean, right now they're babies and they don't care. It's easy on us if we dress them alike and we're out in public or if we're out at a park and all the babies are dressed alike. It's easy to put your eyes on them. You know, if you do a quick scan, they're all wearing the same thing. You know, it's so much easier to find them whenever you're looking for five babies.
Do you want to know a little secret?
What's that?
That applies as they grow. I don't know if you guys know this, but I got you beat in the outdaughtered. I just
really?
Don't. I just don't have them all in the same age. You go. I can't imagine what that's like. But I am the mother of 13 children, and
wow.
When we go, you know, to the park or to the zoo or to, you know, an outing. Up until they hit about 15, 16, I make them all wear the same color T-shirts.
Yeah.
For the same reason.
Because
I got to do the quick eye scan.
Yeah, exactly.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, you feel like a lifeguard. You're just constantly counting heads.
You are a lifeguard. You are the ultimate lifeguards. The Lord has given you some precious, precious little lives to guard. And yes, you are the lifeguard, the heart guard, the soul guard. You guys are the doorkeepers. And oh my, I'm looking at pictures of them as I talk to you. Oh my word. I want to squeeze them.
They are cuties for sure.
That's the bad thing. They are really cute. So when they get in trouble, they love to make these cute little smirks, and you're like, don't do that to me.
So have they got the daddy eyes down pat?
Oh, Parker does.
Yeah, I mean, it makes it pretty difficult for sure.
Yeah,
but
so
I hold my ground.
Sure you do, Adam.
I just keep telling myself that.
Okay, so of the five, who is the one whose personality has emerged as the one that is the show, has the show off gene like I do? Who's the one that loves to perform for an audience?
It kind of comes down to two, I would say. That would be either Riley, and she's the one that's just constantly demanding attention.
Riley is an only child in her eyes,
yeah.
So she always is the first to need and want people to notice her for sure.
Yeah, if new people walk in the house, I mean, she's the greeting committee. Like, she's the first baby that's going to go up and approach them when the other babies are kind of shying. And staying back a little bit, Riley will just go right at him and just demand the attention. But then we also have one of the identical twins, Olivia, and she is a little showboat. She loves to just dance and make people laugh, and she's just constantly giggling. And she loves people to laugh at her.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so which one of, I should say the six, because your Blake could be this, which is the one that is going to be most likely to get the first speeding ticket?
Blake Louise. We always laugh at her because she has like the little four-wheeler, power wheel, whatever they are, and she just always, I just imagine her when she's 15, 16 driving, care of the world, just cruising down and waving at everybody. I always laugh at her. You got to watch the road. You got to look where you're going.
So she's the one that's going to give you a heart attack when you two start giving them driving lessons.
Oh, yeah. I for sure think that's going to be Blake out of all six of them.
Because I'm looking at a picture of them right now, and they've got little heart shirts on and little polka dots, and Blake's behind them. And, oh, my gosh, she looks as sweet as honey. Like,
Blake is a very sweet, innocent little, blessed little soul there.
Danielle, how is it you look so good after giving birth to that many babies all at once?
You know, I love working out, and I love fitness, and I find time for it. But most of my days are filled with fitness activities of chasing kids all day, constantly going up and down the stairs, constantly picking up kids. And I just, from about 7:30 in the morning to 7 p.m., it's just a constant go, like, all day.
Well, you look beautiful.
I do a lot of cardio.
How many bedrooms do you have now, and how many bedrooms will you have as they become teenagers, do you think?
Well, we have, our house right now has 5 bedrooms, and so Blake has a room. We have the identical twins in one room and the other three in another room. And so we do have one spare room currently. I don't ever envisioning wanting to ever move again after we moved into this house, but as they get older, I feel that if this house works for us, we'll turn one of the playrooms into another bedroom. Somebody will move downstairs in a spare bedroom. But they're going to have to share. I mean, I had to share with my sisters until I moved out of the house. And so I feel like they're just going to have to love each other and have to share rooms with them.
Well, I insist that my kids share. I have the option. I could move. I could build a bigger house. I could add more rooms. I choose not to, because yeah. I think the life lessons of sharing and being close and having intimate relationships is far more valuable than the life lesson of being selfish and having a room to yourself.
Yeah, I grew up with two sisters who are twins, and we always pretty much shared a room. And it is. I mean, we're all like best friends. We're super close and bonded. And I think it's because of that. No matter what, if you were mad at each other, you still had to talk to each other, and you still had to go to room and to bed in the same room. And you were going to say goodnight, and you were going to say see you in the morning, no matter what. So it does. It kind of folds in an extra bond that you'll for sure have. Besides, you know, you had the option for me to have another room and be in the other room because they were twins, but. It just kind of gives you an extra little bond.
And those bonds will last a lifetime. I mean,
that's correct.
My sister and I shared a room and fought constantly. She's my best friend in the world.
Yep.
So, and those memories that we forged in that tiny little bedroom, you know, make us laugh and smile to this day.
Yeah.
Well, I thank you for taking the time to talk to us. I thank you for just sounding like you got great values and a great appreciation for the blessings that the Lord has given you.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Season 3 starts this July. And tell me some of the fun things that folks can look forward to in your summer, what you're going to be doing with the girls.
I mean, it's really, it's just a bunch of chaoticness because the Quint, you know, Blake started school. She's, you know, just finding her little independent self through that. And the Quints are hitting the terrible twos, and they've hit the terrible twos, and they're walking and climbing. And I mean, it's just a madhouse of.
They're right on track. They're right on track. They're right where they're supposed to be.
Definitely keep us on our toes, and we have to make sure we have all the TVs bolted down and the dressers bolted to the walls and stuff, because if you just step out of the room for any length of time and then come back in, they're pretty much on top of everything like little billy goats.
So who helps? Do you have like an auntie, a mom, a grandma, a nanny? Who's there to lend a helping hand so when you do step out of the room and they do become billy goats, you don't come back to total chaos? Or is it just you two?
Yeah, I mean, my mom, you'll see that my mom moved out on her own. And so now it's just kind of a hectic full-time placement with me in there with all the kids. But you know, I do wish Adam could be around more, but got to work. He's got to provide for us. But, you know, we do have, my sisters are local. They're both in our neighborhood and closely around. And so if we ever need something, they're definitely hands a phone call away and they'll walk down the street pretty much.
Yeah, we've been very fortunate to have, you know, a very close church family. And there's just some ladies that are at our church that, I mean, they come over. They have like a set few days that they come over during the week, and they'll help out for, you know, an hour or two so Danielle can kind of take care of some stuff and run some errands or, you know, just kind of have a little Danielle time. And so we've been very lucky to have, you know, people like that in our lives as well.
Danielle, do you ever just feel like escaping to the bathroom and locking the door for just 2 or 3 minutes?
Oh, I do it all the time. And then next thing you know, their little toes and fingers are all under the door.
Under the door. And you look and you see the little eyes as they lay down on the side of the room. You're like, oh, please, just give me 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah. They love the laundry room, too. And I'm like, sometimes I'll just go in there real quick and close the door just to, like, get the clothes in the washing machine. Because I know they'll just sit in here and bring them down the hall or run. Like, they just start grabbing stuff and take off with it. And I'm like, I'll just close the door real quick, throw the stuff in the washer, and then there they are, just hands under the toes. Mama, mama, mama. Like, I'm just trying to wash.
Well, you are blessed, blessed, blessed beyond measure, and I love the fact that you know that.
Thank you, Delilah.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Slow down and love someone with Delilah.